We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got pros. In different area codes. Ah, very good choice, Valero.
I'm pretty good at this thing.
In different areas, code. The code word this hour is code. Now you thought I was just 770 and 404. Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAMs. Take Dono's dollars. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word code. CODE. Text code to 72881 and you're registered. Now, if you don't win this time, your next chance will be about 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Again, text the word CODE to 72881. We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie and always having a good time. And Crowder's going to be here. We're done at 6 o'clock. And then Crowder will stick around, 8:30, watch party begins for Bucks and Raptors. And you can come on out, win some great prizes. I think Sinbad Sports is going to be here with some memorabilia again. And yes,
whiskey specials.
Whiskey specials all night long and basketball on the TVs and
you things come talk to me. You're not going to want to after you get here, but you can come talk to me. We'll talk shop.
Things will be happening. All right, play the Omar Kelly intro, Falero. Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel, from the Sun Sentinel, from Sun Sentinel, Sun Sentinel. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do. There it is. People wait all week for that. This week they waited an extra day. Omar Kelly, he covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Now, Omar, we had a conversation on this show this week about adults that take their birthday off of work. And
that's correct.
Crowder and I were making fun of adults that do that, but we were very surprised, too, at the number of texters and tweeters. In fact, didn't we have Randy McMichael on?
And he said he doesn't believe in it, but he's taking his birthday week off of work.
Yeah, like Randy McMichael was talking a whole bunch of smack. Yeah, that's adults shouldn't do that. And then he revealed to us that he's taking the entire week off this year for his birthday. So,
but it was a coincidence.
That's what he was saying. It's a coincidence. I mean, it was
right
like,
between OTAs and camp.
We
you
caught
know.
Him. We caught him in a lie. So, Omar, it was your birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You took the day off from work, right?
Yeah, I took like the most of the week off from work. Really, everybody knows I don't work on my birthday, and I damn sure don't. I try not to work on my birthday week.
Why?
Like, here's the thing: for birthdays, what in life is about you? Nothing. Christmas
No. Success. Successes are Omar. Like if you win a Pulitzer or get a raise or get married, you take time off. You didn't do anything to get birth, Omar. You did nothing on your birthday.
It's a day to celebrate you, Crowder. It's a day to celebrate you and your life and you know, it's about you. Christmas not about you. Valentine's Day is not about you. All these holidays, not about you. There needs to be a day that's about you, and it just so happens to be your birthday. And you should be able to do whatever you want. Yesterday, I did exactly what I wanted. On your birthday, you should do exactly what you want.
So you want to celebrate you.
I want to celebrate life and celebrate, yes, celebrate me.
But like, that's why I say just, like, celebrate successes. You're married. You just got married, bro. I see the pictures. You got it pinned on Twitter. That's a celebration time. But that's the time to celebrate. But why your birthday, though, Omar, you did absolutely nothing. And I was saying the other day, I'm not saying it you might have been a mistake. People might not have been happy on your birthday.
It's all good. I'm here. I've survived.
I've never seen Crowder
years.
This passionate about an argument before, Omar.
It's crazy to me.
You should have one day about you. For your mental health, for your own, like, literally, I do nothing for myself most of the time. On my birthday, everything is going to be about me.
But
that's
like
just
the,
my mindset.
But for the week, like, so your birthday was yesterday, it was Thursday. So do you wake up on Monday and say, hey, baby, it's my birthday week?
No, not really. I just think, no. I can't. Not. It's you know, it's your birthday. It's your birthday when it's your birthday. That's, you know, you don't have a birthday week. I don't believe in birthday week.
See, I'm on Crowder's side here, but I feel like Crowder's bullying. And so I don't want to jump in on the bullying. I don't ascribe to bullying.
I just celebrate successes. I don't celebrate random days that mean nothing.
Well, I think Omar's explaining to you, though. He's celebrating himself. You're being arbitrary by
So why couldn't you?
I don't feel good about arguing the other side.
Omar, why couldn't you pick a random day? Let's say February 17th and just celebrate yourself.
Well, because that is my son's birthday week. So, that would be about him.
Okay, February 28th, Omar. You see what I'm saying? Why do you have to pick your birthday to celebrate? Why can't you go have a nice dinner, go get your feet massaged on a random Saturday afternoon? You have to wait for your birthday to get your feet massaged?
Because, you know, generally everything in life, work, family, you know, friends, everything is about somebody else or something else, and it's not about you. But, you know, on your birthday week, you should on your birthday day, you should be able to, I'm not a weak person, so on your birthday day, it should be about you.
Omar, I'm surprised, man. I've never seen you get this much support on the text machine. Usually they're ripping you. They like you on this one.
Listen, yeah, I mean, it's your birthday. Like, no other day is about you. None. Nothing. Christmas is not about you. Christmas is about your kids, your family members, you know. Easter is about, you know, Jesus. Like, what day do you celebrate you? Why do you not deserve to celebrate you? Haven't you put in hard work? Haven't you done for others? When do you do for you?
To be honest, Omar, I'm going to sit here at Twin Peaks tonight. I love drinking beer. I love talking to people. I love looking at pretty women. Like, I'm celebrating me tonight for 4 or 5 hours. I don't need to celebrate on December 2nd.
He pretty much celebrates himself every damn day, Omar.
Knowing Crowder, I do believe that. I do believe that. But what he doesn't have to what he doesn't get is that other people don't do that. Like, I don't celebrate me ever, except for my birthday.
Oh, okay. So it's almost, if I'm getting right, it gives you an excuse. A birthday is an excuse to act different.
No, I don't think it's about acting different. I just think it's about, you know, like I went to take a boxing class. I went and I took a boxing class. Like, you know, do things that you want to do. Not go to work. Like, why do you have to go to work on your birthday? Why shouldn't you be able to do things that you want to do? And my company gives you a paid day off on your birthday.
How about that? His company gives you a paid day off on your birthday.
I commend every company that gives you a paid day off on your birthday. Like, your birthday should be about you. People go to these, you know, jobs and they have birthday celebrations for each month. I don't live in that world, but, you know, I would like to celebrate myself sometimes.
All right. Well, I say we celebrate Omar. Let's sing happy birthday to him.
Tree,
you listening to our show? You listening to our show, Tree? I don't think he's listening to us. We're going to sell it. We're going to sing happy birthday to Omar. I thought maybe you want to get in on this. Nope, he's good. All right, just be me, Crowder, and Falero then. You ready? One. You better sing.
I got it, Mama.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Omar. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Celebrate. Celebrate Omar.
I want to know what happened between you and Tree where he respectfully bowed out of the song. All right, let me ask a couple Dolphins questions here before we run out of time. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. The Dolphins OTAs, I know you're kind of not working this week, but you've been around the Dolphins.
I went.
Yeah, I mean, you've been around. Is there a noticeable difference between the Adam Gase era and the Brian Flores era already?
Only noticeable difference is everything with Gase started late, everything with Flores starts early. I can tell you that. He's got all the media members spooked. We show up for press conferences like 40 minutes early instead of when we usually would walk in, which is 5 minutes before the press conference starts, just because the first week he showed up. He showed up like 6 minutes early the first time, and then he showed up 12 minutes early and started the press conference, and we were just walking in, and the press conference was already going. So all of a sudden, everybody just started showing up to work super early. So he's changed the culture within the media. They're three-four based, or they would like to say hybrid, or, you know, it's going back to the Tony. This is the perfect way to put it. I think what Brian Flores wants to do is going back to the Tony Sperano era of the Dolphins. And I'm totally on board with that. Crowder was part of those teams. Those teams were physical. They won at the line of scrimmage most of the time, except when they were playing the Ravens or a tough team like that. And they didn't beat themselves. Tony Sperano's teams would not beat themselves, or usually did not beat themselves. You had to beat them. And if you do that, you give yourself a chance each Sunday. And I think that that's a smart approach to play, especially when you don't have a real established, proven, good quarterback. And now, will it lead to success? It totally depends on who is that quarterback and their health and who's calling the plays.
And, oh, you're around the guys, you know, on a more personal basis. You know, we just watch them on Sundays, but you're in the locker room. You know the guys better. Do you see any players having trouble converting to the new culture of what, you know, Brian Flores is trying to implement?
No, I don't think so. I mean, everybody, you know, you jump through the hoops of the new boss, and, you know, and everybody's trying to, you know, make a good impression so they can continue to have a good career or get their extension or make it to their next contract. I don't think guys are – when guys start to struggle with that stuff, it's because, okay, it's not resulting in wins. Like, you remember the Cam Cameron. Yeah. When, okay, you talk all this stuff, but when we're not prepared for games because you didn't prepare us, like I think there was a game last year, I think it was the Minnesota game, where the Dolphins, the players were just pissed because they thought the game plan was bad. And then they went into the game, and Minnesota clearly thought the game plan was bad because they kicked the Dolphins in the face. And players lost confidence then. And I really don't think they tried very hard after that game just because they didn't believe in their coaching staff. And, Trotter, you know when players don't believe in their coaching staff anymore, oh, it gets ugly.
Yeah, it happened fast with Cam Cameron. You hit it on the head, though. It was just like that with Cam Cameron. We knew he didn't know what he was doing, but we have to go out there and play and do whatever he tells us to do. It's frustrating. What about Rashad? What about Rashad? Because he's, you know, he's the OG, he's the vet, he's guaranteed contract, but the G5 ain't showing up. Is he going to come the first day, show out on the field, and him and Brian Flores would be good?
I think that relationship or situation is a lot more complicated than a lot of people really they pretty much know it's complicated. I mean, here's where I respect Rashad. Rashad is doing his own thing. He's being trained hard by one of the best trainers in the world, same guy who trains Dwayne Wade and trains LeBron James. And Rashad's a 9-year vet. He knows what it takes to be ready. He knows what's at stake for himself. And so he's doing what's in his best interest, in his mind, to get himself ready to be the player that he has the potential to be. Now, does that anger people or make people upset? Absolutely. But usually those are the same people are the people that are complaining that Rashad's making $13 million and he's got $11 million of a guarantee. Well, Rashad didn't twist their arm or force them to sign a contract. Did you ever hear a player force the Dolphins to sign a contract, Crowder?
No, I tried to make them. They just told me no.
Yeah, Rashad, and everybody's saying, oh, Rashad's selfish. Rashad's not a good teammate. Rashad's this and that. Rashad's that. Rashad has not changed one bit from the minute he walked into that facility in 2010. Not one bit.
No, just a nicer cause.
Yeah. And the problem, and when Rashad was making plays on the field, everybody celebrated him and cheered him and thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. He's the same player. He played with a shoulder injury that he probably should have landed him on IR. Nobody cared. Nobody said thank you. Rashad restructured his contract because the Dolphins asked him to give them cap space. That's why you owe him $11 million. You know, you didn't care then. You said, okay, good, thanks, Rashad. Now it comes time to pay the piper, and everybody's, oh, they crying, they belly aching, they mad Rashad is not showing up for his voluntary workouts. Crowder, how important are OTAs?
Not at all for even a 3-year vet. I think for the rookies, second year guys, maybe practice squad, before a 9-year vet, it's nothing you're going to learn.
Even with a new coaching staff, right?
Cover four is cover four everywhere. Man to man, like, you know how it is. You can teach them that in 2 days.
People think because they're not allowed to see it, people think that what's going on at OTAs is oh so important and critical. I'm sorry, it's a waste of time. But you need them to be out there so that you can supervise them like they're children. Okay, cool. You know, this is like people act like this is going to decide who goes to the Super Bowl. It's not. It's busy work.
Yeah.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Enjoy the rest of your birthday week, Omar. You have a birthday weekend coming up here. You can do anything special?
I'm going out tonight, and then I have a dinner with my parents on Sunday, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, look at that. Where are you guys going for the family birthday dinner?
Oh, no, my parents cook me dinner.
They make your favorite dish?
Yes, they make
and
my favorite
And it
dish.
Is?
Breadfruit, callaloo, the pepper shrimp, and just a lot of Jamaican dishes.
I was gonna say breadfruit is that's Jamaican. It's damn delicious too, boy. Fried.
It is. If you don't know about breadfruit, you missing out in life.
I've never heard of breadfruit.
Oh, it's delicious.
Never even heard of it.
Omar, try this in like. Would this work? Like, set a date in July and just say I'm gonna have Omar Day, July 19th. It'd be just like your birthday. It'll be an Omar Day.
I mean, I could try it. It won't be organic. It won't be natural.
Yeah,
you
might as well do it on your birthday if you're gonna have a day like that.
What's your birthday mean?
You have a Publix cake coming for that Sunday night?
No. Usually they get me a Carvel cake because I used to like the ice cream cake when I was a kid.
Yeah, Fudgy the Whale or Cookie Puss.
Oh yeah, the one with the little crunchies. But I'm getting too old for that now. I don't even like ice cream. My new thing is I like coconut cupcakes. Mm. That's my thing, right?
Well,
there.
Here's coconut. For your birthday, we've got you the old Carvel commercial.
Fudgy the Whale is back. That's a whale of a cake for a whale of a dad at your participating Carvel ice cream store. Yep. And this year, your Carvel dealer makes them loaded with fudge and nuts. And you can get Fudgy with an ocean to serve 20 people. But if you want to send Fudgy the Whale to a whale of a dad anywhere in the Carvel territory, you call the phone number that you see here. Thank you, and have a happy day, Dad.
Happy birthday, Omar.
Appreciate it, guys. All right.
He ran off. Had a damn Carvel cake.
I mean, you battered him for 10 minutes over his birthday.
It goes back. We had some past in this conversation, and I had to get it off my chest.
Throttle it back a little bit.
To get it off my chest.
Although I don't have the history with Omar that you do. That guy battered you for 6 years when you were with the Dolphins.
He made everybody in the world think I can't cover tight end. That's what Omar did to me.
That's the only reason that I think you can't cover tight ends.
Everybody.
I didn't really watch how you match up against tight ends, but Omar has pounded into my head so much that you couldn't cover tight ends. I believe that is the gospel.
Because me and Omar had this conversation, but people have messed with me, you know, just jokingly at bars and stuff, be like, yeah, you do that better than you cover tight end. I say, tell me a game where a tight end whooped me. What game are you referring to? What game are you referring to? Just let me know. It's Omar.
Well, I see.
Omar threw me. I would have been a Pro Bowler if Omar wouldn't have put that stuff.
I see where the passion came from in the anti-birthday argument there. Now I get it all. I cannot wait. In fact, I'm going to shut my computer down so you can't look at it. In the next segment, I'm going to read to you a tweet. It's a very important, passionate tweet about something. And I'm going to have you guess who that tweet is coming from. And I'm going to pay you $1,000 if you can guess it.
Oh, we got action.
Okay, well, this is going to be in the next segment. We'll take a quick break.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Teach them well and let them.
this day in 1986, this song by Whitney hit number one in 3 weeks.
I think Randy Watson sang it better.
Randy,
put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own Mr. Randy Watson. Yes!
Yeah!
Randy Watson.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Good and terrible.
And Reverend Brown. We're here for the Reverend. This man's been my Reverend since
Get
I was
him,
a
Randy.
Boy, and I love him dearly.
This is very cool special my man,
Reverend
name.
Brown.
Randy.
He made me cool, Randy Watson.
Reverend Brown. It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful life. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely. Everyone's so lovely. And while you're in a clapping mood, I'd like to give a big round of applause to my band, Sexual Chocolate.
Sexual Chocolate.
Sexual Chocolate.
It's the real one here.
It plays so fine, don't you agree?
No one plays.
I believe the children are our future. Thank you. Teach them well.
Thank you.
Let them lead the way.
Kill it, Whitney.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them
Give them a sense.
A pride. A pride. Make it easier.
Some of the good stuff, right?
Appreciate it. It made my day.
All right, let me do what I'm doing here. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie, and we'll be here till 6 doing the show. Crowder will be here tonight watching Bucks and Raptors. You can join him. I told you in the last segment that I'm reading Twitter, and there's a tweet. Did you see the news yesterday that Ric Flair, the wrestler, everyone was, you know, TMZ had reported he was rushed to the hospital, and he's had health issues.
Yeah.
And then there was a report that Ric Flair had died. In fact, Flair, didn't you tweet us during the...
I sent you a DM of a tweet, yes.
During the show,
during
like
the
it was
show.
Breaking news,
yes.
But then you quickly followed it up with, whoa, ho, 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 this isn't verified, and
correct.
It's not right.
Yes.
And so a lot of people were angry yesterday that Ric Flair was reported to be dead, and I even saw something that he wasn't even rushed to the hospital, that it was like a planned procedure at a hospital.
Oh.
But regardless, there's a very passionate tweet about Ric Flair, and I saw it, and I was like, huh, this strikes me. I don't know. So I'm going to ask you to guess who you think tweeted this. It says, Ric Flair is not dead, you dumbass blogs. WTF you getting your info from, which doesn't make any sense. But the W there, I guess, would be where.
Where.
Oh. Where. Just talk to my man. God is with him. He has not passed away. Stupid ass MF. Don't wish death on my friend. He had a long life, and he's done it all. Some bad, but majority good. He is a legend. God bless you, Rick. Get well.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. old wrestler, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense, right? Falero, you have a guess on that, or have you seen that tweet?
Dan Cilio.
Not so much.
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. That would make some sense.
The Rock.
The Rock. That would be a good one. He's very active on Twitter. I just found it strange to see that it was a very passionate tweet, and it was like, lay off him. He's a good man. Yeah. Done some bad, but it's Offset.
Who?
Offset.
Migos?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, they have the song called Ric Flair.
Oh, they do?
And Ric Flair was in their video. Okay, it all makes sense now.
Well, that makes a little bit more sense to me now.
Yeah, and the song, they say, woo!
I could not figure the tie in there. That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
They have a song. Larry, you can find the song.
Well, there you go.
It's called Ric Flair Drip.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I got to see.
All right.
He was in the video. They made a big deal out of it.
Okay. Well, now that takes a little bit of the randomness away from that tweet. I'm reading this, and I'm like, why is Offset so upset about Ric Flair and, you know, the reporting of his death, which wasn't really his death? And, like why? I just couldn't figure out. And it's all in all caps.
Oh, Offset was hot.
Look, it's in all caps. He was fired up.
Come on, Offset. Take it easy.
Okay. Well, now
Rick's
it makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah.
Now
they had, they have. They, I won't say they had a song together, but a song named
about him.
Flair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it?
You've heard this song. Yeah.
They play this on 80s today?
It's not in the 80s. They say, woo! On the
truck. I want to the jeweler, bust the AP.
I have it.
Different genres.
Different demos. I don't know if I could name a Migos song.
Yeah, you can. Bad and Bougie.
I don't know.
You know what? I just blanked, so I know you can't think of one.
I just said one. Bad and Bougie.
Yeah, that was when they got famous off.
That I would do. Then we have that... Didn't we have an Offset interview? Not an Offset. It was a Migos interview. It was all three of them.
It was
with Joe Budden.
No, with James Corden, maybe. What?
Joe Budden, yeah. Was that them that got hot? Now they tried to fight. Yep.
Right. Wasn't that?
Yeah. And they went. They all jumped up and tried to fight each other.
Because.
And then Migos was on with Corbin, the karaoke. We played the audio of them in the car doing, not Corbin.
Oh, James Corden.
James Corden.
Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah, and they were in that, and they kept doing ad-libs over all the old songs. They're fun. They're talented.
The Joe Budden thing was funny to me, though.
Yeah, but that was going to get violent. Yeah. If they see Joe Budden right now, I don't think it's going to go well.
All right. We have a big event coming up, and we've been telling you it's going to be here before you know it, and you got to register to get in. We're going to be doing this big event called Sports Steaks and Spirits at Margaritaville on Hollywood Beach. It's Wednesday, June 5th. But this isn't one of those radio events like we're at Twin Peaks right now. We're saying, hey, come on by and blah, blah, blah. And there's, you know, we just want people to come out. This, you have to win your way in. And again, it's Wednesday, June 5th, Sports Steaks and Spirits Bash. And you'll have a chance to win a swag bag worth $150. You get lunch and drinks. You get to spend a little time with all of us from the radio station. Joe Rose, Zach, Dono and Frito, me and Crowder will do our show there live. The lunch will start at noon. The only way to get there is to win your way in. And you've got to register at WQAM.com/contests, plural. WQAM.com/contests. It's going to be at JWB Prime Steak and Seafood at the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort on Wednesday, June 5th. So I would go register for that right now, WQAM.com/contests. All right, let's take a quick break here from Twin Peaks, and we'll come right back after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Walk it, walk it like I talk it. I know this. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it, I know, like I talk it.
You know a bunch of Migos songs. Walk it,
walk it, I guess like I just don't know it's Migos.
You just couldn't name them, though. Something you can't do. Hey. Hell, I can't name about three of them.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie, having a great time, as we always do. Just fun. Fun being out and about. Been a rough week because I've had this head cold. It's just a terrible way to do radio. You know, I got to tell you, somebody texted in something that was actually brilliant. When we had Omar on at 4 o'clock, we were making fun of him for taking the day off for his birthday. And you were saying adults don't need to take a day off for their birthday. Someone texted in, this is 100% true. We love our jobs. You and I. We love what we do. I took the day off Wednesday because I didn't feel well. And this happens any time I take a day off and I don't have something to do. And I didn't have anything to do. I was just sick.
Yeah.
Oh, do I miss the show? I'm telling you, by like 2 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, I'm itching. I'm jonesing.
Hot takes keep popping up in your mind. Yeah, all the hot takes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd cuss this dude out about this. Yeah.
And the day that I missed was when the Adam Gase news came out or whatever. And so this texter goes, you know, you guys are saying, oh, you shouldn't take a day off for your birthday. A lot of us hate our jobs.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to be at our job on our birthday.
But, Hawk, we don't leave vacation days on the table.
No, we take them.
We
You're
take
right.
every
yep.
last vacation
I
day
tried
we
to.
Get.
Yep.
I've been here for years. I've
he
never,
almost, did he curse I'm, there?
I think
curse.
So.
Did he curse?
Yeah, I dumped it.
I was a growl. It was more of a growl. I don't leave them on the table, but I'm not taking my birthday off. It's a waste of time. I would take a day. You know what? Let me get a Friday and Monday so I can have a four-day weekend. What if my birthday falls on a Wednesday? I'm going to work Monday, Tuesday, take Wednesday off because I'm celebrating my parents having sex 9 months ago and then work Thursday and Friday. It's just dumb to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I may be coming around on Omar's side
take
on this
Take the days
one.
Off you want. Why do you have to say it's my birthday?
and you're not celebrating anything.
I like rooting for the underdog. I think I'm switching sides.
It's crazy to me.
I saw Tom DeAngelo just tweeted out the cut line for the PGA Championship is currently at +3. Tiger is at +4 with 7 holes to play.
Boy.
Didn't you pick him in your golf pool?
I did. I haven't picked Tiger Woods in any golf pool. Then after the Masters, I was like, all right, I'm going to put him in this pool. And I didn't pick Brooks Koepka. What's he at, Valero?
I believe he's at 9 under.
Jeez.
We got to put you in the bathroom.
I do have put him in the bathroom.
They should put
us in the bathroom with our picks.
I'm telling you.
Put us in the bathroom. That is great.
Good.
Put him in the bathroom. We should give that to DBJ this upcoming football season, Falero. Let's do that from Bronx Tale. Put him in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one.
You talk about the playoffs without LeBron. The PGA executives are praying right now that Tiger Woods can get under this cut.
Oh, I mean, to have him playing on the weekend, even if he's not really even in contention,
after what he did
last,
makes all
the difference in the world.
Won the last major, too? I'm not watching. And we talk about this all the time. There are, I would say, half the people that would watch if Tiger's in are not going to watch if Tiger doesn't make it.
Oh, I'm one of those when it comes to a golf tournament. Like, I would watch this weekend. I don't have much interest in this tournament, but coming off the heels of the Masters.
Yes.
And he was in on the weekend. Yeah, I would watch that.
Make that
Although,
run.
If he sneaks in at 3 over and Koepka's at 9 under, I'm sorry, dude's not making up 12 strokes
have
over the weekend.
Have you seen Tiger Vision on the video game?
He is not making up 12 strokes. That's not happening. Hey, how's my guy Tommy Fleetwood doing? Is he anywhere,
He's at
Falero?
4 under.
All right, so
and he's
I got
your
some
guy. Daniel Berger's your guy. He's 4
no,
under.
No, but Tommy Fleetwood I have in the pool. I don't have Daniel Berger in
I
the pool.
I thought you picked him.
No, I was going to. You were just making fun of me. I, you know what? I've totally changed on the birthday thing, and I've changed on my question to Daniel Berger. It was not. There's nothing wrong with asking a professional golfer how's the course playing.
Ship going on, Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today? As a matter of fact.
Yeah, if you edit it out, as a matter of fact.
Nah, you get mad when I edit things out, so I'm
going to
leave it as
no
is.
Which makes no sense for me to have asked as a matter of fact, because that makes no sense. But there's nothing wrong with asking a professional golfer who's in a tournament, how's the course playing?
Chip going on. Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
He was about to answer. It was some BS, though.
I don't but I mean, whatever. Half the questions I ask of anybody is BS. I don't care what the answer is.
I'm playing nice. Dry out there. It's nice. Beautiful.
Nice. Beautiful day. But the whole context of how that happened, if you remember, we were doing the show live from Doral.
Yeah.
And it was this was 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Long time.
Yeah, four,
and,
I believe.
Yeah, and they said, hey, we may bring a golfer over. Well, you know, I need a little more prep than that.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there. We are going right on the – like, it was a segment was just starting, and somebody's like, Daniel Berger is joining you right now.
And we turn, and he looks 13.
I mean,
he
looked like a
baby.
Like a kid.
Yeah.
And I guess he's a local guy.
Yep.
But, I don't know anything about him. And so he sat down. We're on the air. So, like, as I'm Wikipediaing him – I asked what I think you would ask a golfer. How's the course playing, as a matter of fact?
Shit going on. Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
Even that, now that I dissect it, I introduced him as a professional golfer, which is weird, too. Be like, you know, I don't know, Bam Adebayo sitting down with us, professional basketball player.
Good description.
Yeah.
A little weird.
That was not my wheelhouse.
You know what? Now that you put context behind it, it was a terrible situation to throw us in. I don't think I asked one question. Like, I think I went off the beaten path. I'm talking about food.
What were we going to ask him?
Who knows?
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
Who knows?
Somebody says, not sure what's worse, head cold hock or Flemmy Crowder. I'm sorry, people. Honestly, I'm sorry.
You got to bounce back, man.
By Monday,
you'll be fine.
Good.
Monday, yeah.
Monday, I'll be fine. I got to get rid of it. I got to get through this mucus.
You know what? I forgot your hot six oil.
Oh, I need that, man.
Man, I'm going to run home.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to eat this chips and queso here at Twin Peaks that I ordered during this segment. And
now that you brought it up, it doesn't seem like you're trying to get healthy. Diet Coke.
I believe that's
chips and salsa.
That is the elixir of the gods. Chips and salsa. Chips and queso.
Never heard that before.
It's the elixir of the gods. I swear I saw that on the menu. I swear. We're at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks in Davie. We've got 1 hour left on the show. Crowder will stay on after and host a little watch party tonight. Bucks and Raptors. Got whiskey specials all night. There's going to be prizes here. Our friend Sinbad Sports is going to be out here with some memorabilia to give away. So it'll be a fun night. So you can get off work. You join Crowder out here at Twin Peaks in Davie. We will come back and open up the Funky Buddha Happy Hour next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.